Welcome to Channel Chat, Search SearchNetworkingChannel.com's weekly news podcast for the week ending April 3rd, 2009. This is Elaine Halm, Associate Editor.
And Rivka Little, Site Editor.
Today's guest is IDC Vice President of Infrastructure, Channels, and Alliances, Janet Waxman, to discuss networking VARs pushing into the data center market. Thanks for joining us, Janet.
Thank you very much for having me.
Janet, many networking vendors are now selling full data center technology and services portfolio. How much of a requirement is it for networking VARs to build a data center portfolio?
It's an interesting question. It's not necessarily a requirement for them to build it, but it's a requirement for them to at least understand it and either build up the competencies or create a network of partners that actually they can complement. Because, as you said, most of the vendors are pushing into the data center. So not being able to have some data center proficiency is actually going to be a huge hindrance to their ability to grow their business.
What risk is there for VARs not to pursue the data center? I mean, what will happen if they don't go that route?
If they don't go that route, they're going to be sort of relegated to some of the core, you know, the core traditional network kind of environments, which are very important and will still be very viable. But that market is, it's not that the market's not growing. It's just that that market is fairly well saturated with, you know, the expertise is there. There's going to always be a lot of upgrade and refresh and those kinds of things. But for continued growth, they probably should be looking at data center for the continued growth, because that's where the vendors are actually putting their attention. So whether or not, if they don't have the expertise, they can actually look. There's a lot of data center partners that don't have networking expertise, so there's actually an alliance that can actually be created.
What challenges do networking VARs face in pushing into this market?
One of the challenges they face is that there are a fair amount of data center partners already that have been servicing the data center for a number of years and have existing relationships with the, you know, with the customers and with the vendors, and they're actually going to have to go in and sort of introduce themselves as a viable player, assuming that the customer is actually, you know, the customer is satisfied with what they've got going on. It's going to be a bit of an uphill battle to prove that they have something different to offer, so that the customer will then, you know, look at them as a potential alternative away from the people that they've been relying on for all these years.
If they were to go the route of building an alliance with, for example, another VAR, how do they go about forging that? I mean, first of all, where do they find these partners? And then how do they approach building the partnership?
How they find the partners is there's a couple ways they can find the partners. One of the ways is that they can actually, they probably may already know who the partner is, because if they're selling into the same enterprise accounts or the same, you know, end user accounts, then they probably have run into each other at some point. That's one way. The other way is to talk to the distributor. If they're buying through distribution, distributors actually are a great way to introduce partners to partners. And the third way is to go back to the supplier and see if they can help and introduce them to a partner. There's also some network, there's some networks, partner networks that exist already out there, and they may already be in one, because our research shows that a fair amount of the partners are already in a partner network. So that's how they might find them. How they forge a relationship is, the way to look at it is there are some existing relationships that are out there. It's possible that the partner that they're looking to partner with may already have a contract with other people that they've already worked with, and of course they should review that. The other way to do it is to just look at it, and there's a couple ways. You can do it on a case-by-case basis where they make some sort of an agreement. Probably it should be more formal than just a handshake, to go into an account and try to figure out, you know, how they're going to divide this and how are they going to split the money, who's going to be the prime, who's going to be the subcontractor. Maybe they're both going to be primes. There's lots of variations, and it's sort of what works best for those particular partners. And since many partners' models are very different from each other, I don't think that there's one straight answer that says just go online and buy this partnering agreement and you'll be all set.
If a networking VAR decides it wants to build a data center practice beyond selling switching, what is the first step?
I think the first step is to go in and figure out what kind of vendors they're going to start working with, because it may be that their switching vendor may also have some data center products as well. I think the first step is to figure out where in the network they want to come in. Since the network is all about moving data or keeping data, it's data at rest or data in movement, they would probably, in my opinion, be best off looking at the very traditional infrastructure like servers and storage where the data is either created or stored or both, and then figuring out how they're going to enter in from there. Servers and storage tend to go very much together. We usually see that partners who sell servers usually do sell storage. Partners who sell storage don't always sell servers, and the reverse is also true, but they're actually pretty closely aligned. And then what they should look for in a partner is a partner who doesn't have a huge amount of, you know, networking expertise. That would be a nice complement for them.
Can a networking VAR of any size move into the data center, or is this strictly a move for the big guys?
I think a networking partner with the right skill set of any size can move into the data center. It's all about having the core competence and being able to prove that they've actually done this for other customers. I mean, the data centers actually get larger as the customers get larger, and a data center to an SMB is not nearly as robust as a Fortune 1000 company, but they have some sort of data center.
How true is it that buying bases are converging? In other words, we keep hearing that IT shops will no longer be split into networking and computing silos. Do you find this to be true?
I think it's becoming more true. I think that the silos have actually been breaking down for quite a while. We used to see there was storage, people bought storage separate from buying servers. I think that a lot of the technologies are merging. Yes, I do think that that's going to, I do think it's going to continue. But just because the buying has consolidated doesn't mean that they're all going to buy from the same person. It doesn't negate the opportunity for partners to work together. They just may be selling to the same person, which is further the point of why you need to have some sort of an agreement that's, as I said, beyond a handshake, to go in and start looking at how you can align with each other to go and address that.
And that's about all we have time for today. Thanks for joining us, Janet.
Thank you very much.
And this has been this week's edition of Channel Chat. Be sure to use searchnetworkingchannel.com for all of your networking channel professional needs. This has been Elaine Hom.
And Rivka Little.
And thanks for joining us.